Let's go next to South Africa, to the city of Durban, where efforts are underway to rebuild a historic children's hospital that was shut down in the later days of white minority rule in South Africa. This hospital originally opened in 1931 with a mandate to serve children of all races, but it was hard to keep it open during apartheid times because of its location. It was sitting on a prime beachfront lot in a white neighborhood. Now, with local hospitals strained by the AIDS epidemic, city leaders are trying to reopen the children's facility. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
The Durban Children's Hospital was designed in the 1920s with stately porches and huge windows facing the Indian Ocean. But now the porches are crumbling, the glass is shattered, and red clay tiles of the roof have slipped out of place or fallen away completely.
And down here you can see original stained glass from the 1920s, which was put in at child height.
Arti Ramkison with the KwaZulu-Natal Children's Hospital Trust is one of the people pushing to restore this institution to its former glory.
There's one more here which is a bit damaged, but we'll have to fix that.
This project is more than just the restoration of a cool old building. It's a project entwined with apartheid, the historical inequities of South Africa, and AIDS.
This was formerly known as the Addington Children's Hospital, built in 1928 by a woman who wanted to take a child of color for medical treatment and could not find a place.
That woman was Mary Seedley, a white philanthropist from a prominent mercantile family. In the 1980s, amidst rising tension over the hospital attracting non-whites into a white neighborhood, the apartheid regime shut down the Durban Children's Hospital. If the rehabilitation project is successful, it could restore one woman's dream from almost a century ago of having a multiracial hospital in Durban by the sea. Now, as South Africa grapples with AIDS instead of apartheid, this province has the highest rate of HIV in the country. At some maternity clinics in KwaZulu-Natal, nearly half the women are HIV positive. AIDS has put significant new strains on the public health care system in South Africa. And Ramkison says the medical needs of young people have often been pushed to the back burner.
We have a population who almost half of which are under 24 years of age. We also have an increasing under 5 mortality. So together with the burden of HIV, children are a neglected part of the health system.
On the other side of town, Dr. Mohorn Akari, a pediatric infectious disease specialist at the King Edward VIII Hospital, says HIV is also affecting kids directly.
HIV contributes to almost 50 to 60% of deaths in children under the age of 5.
That's across all of South Africa, and he says the problem is even worse here in KwaZulu-Natal. The new provincially run hospital won't focus exclusively on HIV, but also offer general medicine as well as psychological and social services for children. That's the goal, anyway. Arti Ramkison is still trying to raise money to restore the other 6 buildings on the 3.5-acre site. Amidst the bustle of construction workers in one corner of the compound, Ramkison says she can already picture the finished oceanfront hospital.
We're going to have rehabilitation here as well as everything else. And my vision is for children to have their physiotherapy and other therapy on the beach. I would like the wheelchairs and the beds to be wheeled out there. So I'm going to try and have some sort of ramp or other access to the sand.
The first building on the complex is scheduled to reopen early next year. It will house a center for HIV-positive teenagers who've been on AIDS treatment since birth. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.